Currently, we have a little over $19,000 in our checking account and $28,000 in the endowment fund at the present time.
And one of the big things you're looking for right now is members to serve on the foundation board. So
yes.
Just tell us, you have five right now, so how can people help out if they want to help?
Well, we meet the first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock and, at the junior high school. And we just need help. People, if they have computer skills and those types of things, we need that very much. We did have eight members, and two have passed away, and two have resigned. So we're treading water right now.
All right. And you've provided some help I think you call them classroom grants that you've provided.
Yes.
So can you kind of explain a little bit of what the foundation has accomplished so far?
Yeah, we've given almost $12,000 to the different classrooms and to the schools for different. We helped out with a reading program in the special education department in the high school. We've helped out the junior high school with a computer programs for reading and math, and we've helped out with Chromebooks and a lot of different things.
You want to eventually create basically scholarships? That's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, that would be our hope, that we could give scholarships so kids going on to vocational training or college, we would be able to help them out.
Yeah, and it's all about the gift of giving. Now, you've received some generous gifts, I know,
right.
but you can always use additional support. That's what the foundation is about. So talk about some of the gifts you've received, and how can people support the foundation if they want to.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to mention that we are a 501c3, so any money that we receive as a donation is tax deductible. And so we received a $10,000 grant from the W.C. Stone Foundation, and that was from a gentleman that had graduated from Aledo High School in 1965, and then he was on this board, and he said, well, I've got $10,000, so why don't you take care of that? So that's, and then the Cargill Ag Horizons gave us $5,000, and then Lucifer Flake has helped us out a great deal, too.
And then if people want to donate, how easy is it to just offer a contribution?
Yeah. I've got brochures here, and all they have to do is just contact us. My name's in the phone book. You know, I'm an old guy, so yeah, you can just look for Victor Johnson. I'm there. And just give us a call, or if we need to get something to you, let us know, and we'll do that.